As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. Show me your facts, show me the law, and show me your evidence, please. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Thursday, July the 21st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. You can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness. You're certainly not alone, but you are definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular. It remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. And join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. And bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. Been receiving lots of email lately. Thank you so very much for doing so. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96. Out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647, the postal zip zone. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStream Live, all carrying the broadcast this morning. Thank you for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals range-bound under heavy market manipulation. Talk about that briefly in our market report. Coke. Why don't we just say it the way it's supposed to be pronounced, Willie? Cock, Exxon, Alec, Coal, Solar Travelers, Rural Policing. We'll go into all that in the news basket. Of course, we'll go back in and check out one more time the new world of Henry St. Simon, the religion of science. We'll take your calls throughout the broadcast and much, much more to discuss today. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading off $4.30 at $1,597.60 a troy ounce. Silver holding up well, off 27 cents at $39.84, within a scratch distance of that $40 peg again. Platinum up $6 at $1,779. Palladium, $797 a troy ounce, up $4 in the spot market. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, relatively narrow band, $1,592 even for a low, $1,605.80. Range bound as it is, right hovering around that $1,600 mark. But at $1,597.60, your gold is up $405.40 year to year for a 33.98% return on your investment in Arum, that beautiful, precious, noble metal. The SPDR gold shares overnight unchanged. They claim to be holding 1,246.01 metric tons on their electronic treasure chest, valued at on State Street at $63.5 billion. The boys in London set the price this morning of gold. The London Gold Fixers, that'd be your London Bullion Market Association, they set the price at $1,600.50 and has been above and below that all morning. Lots of action happening in there. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday, coming back, cleaning up some of the losses it had the day before, closed down 16 at 12,572. The NASDAQ closed down 12 at 2814, and the S&P 500 closed off 1 at 1326. We'll be right back.
Hey, Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, July the 21st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. Go back in and close out our morning market report out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. This is an hour ago, folks, about an hour ago. Gold off $4.30 at $15.97.60. Silver, this is the spot bullion market. You won't be able to buy anything at these prices. Probably won't be able to sell anything at these prices either. But silver off 27 cents at $39.84. Platinum up $6 at $17.79. And palladium up $4 at $7.97. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $15.92 even for a low, $16.05.80 for a high. Spreading back and forth across that $1,600 peg at $1,597.60. Your gold is up year to year $405.40 an ounce for a 33.98% return on your investment. Again, yesterday, the Dow Jones closed down 16 at 12,572. The NASDAQ off 12 at 28,14. The S&P 500 closed down 1 at 13,26. Crude oil this morning up 36 cents at $98.76 for those 42-gallon barrels of West Texas Intermediate Light Sweet Crude delivered at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma, as they are. The U.S. dollar index this morning off 21 basis points at 74.61. That impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we find our trade-weighted basket of currencies here. Yeah, the North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, alive and well. Canadian loonie bumps up 39 basis points against the U.S. buckaroonie at $1.05. The Mexican peso up 20 basis points, still at 9 cents U.S. The euro up a strong move at 64 basis points at $1.43. The British pound strongly up this morning as well, 0.45% or 45 basis points at $1.62 in the Swiss franc, off 13 basis points and yet still exchanging against the U.S. dollar at $1.22 U.S. The two-year yield on the U.S. treasuries, this is your bonded indebtedness. Thanks, Benjamin. Thanks, Timmy. Anyway, the two-year yield this morning, 0.38%. The 10-year benchmark at 2.97%, and then the yield on the 30-year treasuries at 4.30%. In the mortgage market this morning, things are stabilizing quite a bit in the mortgage market. We see in the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, the national average moves from 3.67% this morning down to 3.62%, and in the 30-year mortgage, it moves down from 4.50% a month ago to 4.49% this morning, your prime rate. Chiseled in granite at 3.25% and holding in your gold to silver ratio, gentlemen, will take you 40.12 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. In the economic calendar for this morning, Thursday, busy day as it always is. The jobless claims will be out, and we'll give you that in a moment. Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index will be out later during the broadcast. Little Benny Bernanke is going to come out and show us his beard this morning. Philadelphia Fed survey, so much more on the schedule for today. Let's go right into it and take a look. Tomorrow, however, is still shown blank by economy. I don't know whether tomorrow has just slipped off the calendar or what, but apparently they're not going to have any noise tomorrow at all. The Mortgage Bankers purchase apps, we didn't get this yesterday, low mortgage rates and pending decreases in conforming loan limits led to a 23.1% surge in refi applications, refinances, during the July 15th week. According to the Mortgage Bankers Association, so people are coming in, taking advantage of these lower interest rates and refinancing their houses. Maybe some of those people are the same ones that were, you know, facing a foreclosure and they decided to refinance as opposed to, you know, just foreclose out. A lot of people may be converting, and this is speculation on my part, but they may be converting out of these adjustable rate mortgages into these very affordable 15-year fixed rate mortgages or a 30-year fixed rate mortgage. You know, these are kind of the interest rates that one would only dream of. But anyway, continuing, purchase applications, however, all right, show little change. So very little business happened on in the real estate market. The average 30-year fixed rate loan fell slightly to 4.54%. So let's find out a little bit more. Existing home sales. Well, here's the story. Sales of existing homes failed to pick up in June. So we had a real strong refi market, slipping 0.8% to an annual adjusted rate of 4.770 million. But what sales there were came in at a substantially higher price, at a median of $184,300 for an 8.9% monthly gain, with the year-on-year rate moving into positive ground for the first time this year at a plus 0.8%. Now, it does not necessarily mean that people are buying more expensive homes. What it can easily indicate is that our people are moving out of perhaps overpriced homes and going in and picking up some of these bargains in the $184,000 range, maybe buying a house that originally marketed at $300,000, you know, fire sale bargains. So people are moving, probably a lot of lateral shifting from place to place. The average price at $236,200 rose 8.5% with a year-on-year rate at a plus 2.7%. But again, note that very few homes were purchased. A lot of refis were going on, so we have to question these numbers. The strength in prices came despite increasing supply. Now, here this morning, again, underlining what they've been saying for months, we have a 9.5-month supply of existing houses on the market. So all those listing signs out there that, you know, they used to come by and put them up on a little wooden picket with a paper sign, not anymore. Now they're setting them in with a 3-inch iron pipe, you know. They got the signs are made out of steel. They're going to be in there for the long haul. Anyway, at 9.5 months at the current sales rate versus 9.1 months in May. So they got enough houses on the market to take us all the way through the rest of the construction season this year and well into summer next. More homes are coming on the market, all right? These are more of these foreclosures. These are also the houses that people are just saying, God almighty, I can't afford this mortgage payment. I'm out of here. And it adjusted $508,000 for an 11% gain from May. Distressed sales made up 30% of the sales in the month. Little change from May, with all cash transactions making up 29% of the sales. Who's got all cash? Well, I'll tell you. Some of the people that have all cash are the lucky ones that were able to sell their overpriced homes. Let's say they're coming out of a house at $350,000 or $400,000, way overpriced. They move inland. They find a house in the $236,000 price land at range, and they just take their equity from one house, move it to another. Maybe they've got more property. Maybe they pick up some acreage with it. Maybe they've got a well house and a barn, but there's lots of lateral shifting. At least that's what I'm seeing in this report. Continues here, distressed sales made up 30% of the sales in May, little change from May, with, again, all cash transactions making up 29%, also little change. First-time buyers fell back to 3.1% from the 36th of May. So people can't afford to buy. They don't have the jobs to buy. They may not have the credit report to buy. And so a lot of this lateral action is happening from people who already have got equity in the marketplace. At least that's my take on it. The EIA petroleum status report, it's like EIEIOO McDonald. Well, here it is. Continuing soft levels of imports. What does that mean? Soft levels of imports. We're not bringing in as much oil into the U.S. of A. as we have in the past. Continuing soft levels of imports and rising refinery output. So we're taking the gallons and gallons and gallons of oil that we've got on hand and refining a little bit more of it than ordinary. All right, rising refinery output made for a 3.7 million barrel draw in commercial oil stocks. And we'll continue that story right after this.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny-smashing, cutting-edge talk radio.
So, cutting to the chase in the EIEIO petroleum status report, this is the key line right here, however. It says strong refinery output is only one reason for the build in products, as is, and this is key, soft demand. Gasoline demand, despite an ongoing decline in prices, down 2.2% for the lowest year-on-year rate of the year, with distillate demand down 2.5%. Distillate, of course, being your kerosene, jet fuel, diesel fuel, etc., distillates. The weak demand for gasoline hints at trouble for overall consumer spending. Okay, so they're not going to go out to the mall unless they're just chilling down on a hot afternoon. Oil prices rose briefly in reaction to the headline draw in oil, but have since edged back, with West Texas Intermediate holding at just over $98 a barrel, which is way the hell too high for my likings. Jobless claims? Well, the consensus was 385,000 to 430. They dropped right in the middle with 418,000. Layoffs remain stubbornly high, though longer-term trends may be improving, if only slightly. Initial jobless claims rose 10,000 in the July 16th week to 418,000 level. That's slightly higher than expected. The July 16th week is the survey week for the household employment section of the monthly employment report, and a comparison with the prior survey week of June the 18th shows an improvement, but a small one at 9,000. A comparison of a four-week average during the same 2 weeks shows a smaller 5,000 improvement. So this is your statisticians, statistics, all right? Stats, numbers, facts, information. Run it all into the computer, they juggle it up, and this is what they get. And then people try and interpret what they've read. Well, let's drop into this one. Solar earnings, mirage. Mirage, you know that idea, you're wandering around with your camel. You think you see water, you keep walking towards it, but you never get to the water. Well, the solar earnings are mirage. Brings Muddy Waters concerns, not Muddy Waters like in the blues singer, Muddy Waters concerns to China's panel makers. Panel makers? Yeah, that's solar panels. Not doing too well. Ben Sills writing this one for Bloomberg. Investors are starting to doubt profit estimates for China's solar manufacturers and concerns about accounting practices. I guess they've never gotten to the generally accepted accounting practices. First spotted at a forestry company has spread nationwide. So they're fudging the books. I guess they must have learned that from their U.S. counterparts. Directors, leading audit committees quit the LDK Solar Company on July the 18th and its rival Trina Solar Limited on July the 12th. Moody's Investor Service, if they have any credibility left, on July the 11th cited accounting risks. At five Chinese companies, including LDK Muddy Waters LLC, a Hong Kong research company on June the 2nd, accused Sinoforest, they've been in the news lately, of inflating its timber production. Well, those events widened doubts about the solar industry, which is already was struggling with falling demand and prices. All right, so it's not just Walmart falling prices, it's falling demand. People are saying, wait, whoa, hang on a minute. I don't like the numbers here. I push the numbers, and it looks to me like no matter how long I have the solar panels on my roof, I'll never be able to amortize it. No way. Couldn't do it. Anyway, the solar index having declined 13% since Muddy Waters' note, depressing share valuations to less than half the average Hong Kong's benchmark share interest. Here's a quote. There is a little bit of Muddy Waters phenomena here. Be careful of all Chinese companies. Some multiples are so low because they are mirages. If you get up close, the reason the earnings look so cheap is because the earnings won't be there. And it continues, prices tumble. Prices for the photovoltaic panels and their components tumbled as much as 31% in June from the previous month as manufacturers tried to shift their stock while demand declined in Germany and Italy, according to Bloomberg News Energy. So it doesn't matter, Al Gore, how much steam you blow. People are starting to realize that free energy, free money It don't work. You got to subsidize it. It's just not cost effective. Quote, you run through the spot pricing and they can't make any money, close quote, said Gabelli and Company's John Sigrich, who runs the best performing clean energy fund over the past year among 75 tracked by Bloomberg. Quote, there's a real mismatch between reality and what the estimates show you. So buyer beware when it comes to solar expectations. China, however, petering out on the solar, is going back into nuclear. They got some new reactors coming on board. China says experimental fast nuclear reactor now connected to the power grid. So we got the Fukushima melting down over in Japan and China going full bore nuclear. Bloomberg News writing this one, new news. China connected the electricity grid an experimental nuclear reactor that produces less radioactive waste than current designs. In a move that helped the nation build safer atomic plants after the Fukushima crisis, the 65-megawatt fast neutron reactor, that's your key word there, fast neutron reactor, I guess they speeded them up a bit, near Beijing, connected to the grid at 40% capacity today, Zhu Mi, chief engineer at the Experimental Fast Reactor Program of the China Institute of Atomic Energy, said by telephone. The reactor was built by the institute with help from the Russian government. Well, there's your allies. We underwrite China, and they're in bed with Russia. That's going to help out Brzezinski's chessboard, won't it? China continues to promote the development of nuclear power, even after it stopped approving new plants, pending safety reviews following the March 11th accident at Japan's Daiichi plant. The worst atomic disaster. Well, come on. They're just going to throw that out. It'll be in the textbook soon. Here's a quote. This is a pretty big breakthrough, as in the reactor is actually producing electricity. I mean, damn. Shazam! It does what it was designed to do. This basically means they can go ahead in terms of schedule for the real commercial ones. I guess this is just a model. Right. Anyway, probably the patent model. The experimental fast reactor took a decade to build and achieve criticality or started controlled and sustainable generation exactly a year ago, according to a report by the China Institute of Atomic Energy published on the website of China National Nuclear Corporation. The nation's biggest operation of atomic plants, China, started fast reactor research in the mid-60s, it said. Old news, going to the next one. CNN, or CNOOC, the Canucks maybe, I don't know, agrees to buy OptiCanada for $2.1 billion to expand oil sand assets. What's this all about? Well, China's still in the news. Bloomberg writing this one. CNOOC, that's like OOCL, China's biggest offshore oil producer, agreed to acquire OptiCanada for $2.1 billion. So this is kind of like a IPO, initial public offering notice here. A lot of these articles on Bloomberg are advertisements, by the way. For $2.1 billion in cash and debt to increase its oil sands reserves and pledge to buy more assets globally. All right? So CNOOC Limited coming out big time. CNOOC will pay $34 million in cash for the Canadian company shares. Where do we get most of our oil? Oh, my God. Canada. Right. All right. Filling them up with Chinese oil products. The price is favorable compared to recent transactions. Well, we don't care about all that. China Petrochemical Corporation and CNOOC are among companies that have invested more than $200 billion in ventures in Alberta to tap the world's third largest oil deposits after Saudi Arabia and Venezuela, which is another place we get our oil. Chinese companies have bid more than $88 billion for oil, natural gas, and power assets overseas in the last 5 years to meet demand in the world's biggest energy-consuming nation. So don't anticipate this Canadian oil coming to our shores. No, it'll go the way of Alaska oil, onto a ship and off to Asia. The company will monitor trends in global energy markets and continue to look at and select projects, as the company currently has relatively ample cash. Underline that. We'll consider any projects that fit our strategy. We're all asking, what is the Chinese strategy? We'll be right back.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find outboard. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, I hate to have to plug another website, certainly another host, because they don't ever plug mine. But there was a very important piece of information revealed yesterday on Robbie Knoll's website. It's http://RobbieKnoll. It's RobbieKnoell. .com, I believe it is, RobbieKnoll.com. Might want to fly over there and take a look at it. I think it was the top video he had on his website yesterday. But what it did show was a very, very unusual anomaly in the silver trading market earlier this week that has revealed considerable, let's just say it this way. We understand our markets are completely manipulated, all right? We've said it before 100 times. You've got a better chance of winning in Las Vegas than you do on the stock exchanges. The same is true in the spot market, in the bullion markets, etc. There's so much. J.P. Morgan, which some people consider to be the treasury, or perhaps, the treasury, and Goldman Sachs, the government. But either way you want to look at it, one's the treasury, one's the Fed, or they're both the Fed, but they're all in bed with each other. And the revolving door speaks of that, the truth of that. But nevertheless, they're so short on silver that they're upside down to the tune of billions. But yet, yesterday, Robbie posted this video. All right, now I got the heads up to it. One of our listeners clued me in on it. And I went and I watched it. And I would encourage you, if you're at all interested in the gold and silver market, if you're at all interested in financial things, to go to Robbie's website sometime today. In the quiet moments that you might have, and watch and perhaps rewatch and perhaps rewatch again that video. It's about a 12-minute video, maybe 13-minute video. I'm not going to play it. It's mostly chart talk, and unless you have an incredible discernment, it'll go right over the top of you as far as radio is concerned. But that video is out there. I think it was from a Bloomberg TV article. It is a very, 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 very important revelation. So just for those of you with eyes to see and ears to hear and heart to believe and perceive, that would be something you might want to include in your day's listening. Walter Energy, CEO resignation signals a 60% gain in coal takeover. What's all this about? Mergers and acquisitions. Tara Lockapiel and Joseph Scioli writing this one for Bloomberg. Walter Energy shareholders who lost almost $2 billion in 3 months on management turmoil and disappointing earnings may still be rewarded with a $4 billion windfall if the coal producer is acquired. So this has been the decades, if you will, of mergers and acquisitions as more and more companies come into fewer and fewer hands. Investor Oddly Capital Advisors LLP said this week the Southern Appalachia producer of steel-making coal. Now, let's underline this. They'll say it several times in the article, but I want you to understand there's a difference between metallurgical-grade coal, which I use in my blacksmith forge, and steel-making coal. There's a difference between metallurgical-grade coal and the kind of coal that you use for, you know, running a steam-powered electrical production plant. This is a very high grade of coal. It produces very little, it cokes quickly, and it produces very little clinker. And it's the clinker that balls things up, okay? Anyway, this is a good source of coal. Just continuing, steelmaking coal should explore a sale following Chief Executive Officer Keith Calder's resignation after 3 months on the job. Walter Energy would fetch as much as $192 a share and blah, blah. Like I said, these are advertisements. While the $12 billion price would mark the biggest takeover of a coal producer, Walter Energy makes twice as much profit per dollar of sales as the U.S. industry average, data compiled by Bloomberg shows with metallurgical coal trading near a record and the Birmingham, Alabama-based shares down 15% from an all-time high in April. Walter Energy may lure buyers from Alpha Natural Resources, that's ANR, to Console Energies, Inc., CNX, according to Raymond James Financial. Now, I haven't gone in and looked to find out who is Alpha Natural Resources or Console Energy, but it wouldn't surprise me if they had slanty eyes. Anyway, it's really an obvious takeout candidate, especially after their CEO resigned, said Eric Green, which oversees $6.5 billion, blah, 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 constructive dialogue. Michael Monahan, a spokesman for Walter Energy, declined to comment, blah, blah, blah. And then it continues. Metallurgical coal, also referred to as coking coal, is used to forge steel, while the thermal form is used by utilities to generate electricity. Walter's Energy's coking coal is considered better quality because it is pure and has a higher heat, making it desirable for steelmakers, and I must add, blacksmiths. It's the bee's knees. That's what they say in the article. It's excellent coal, said Baltimore-based Parker, whose firm owned about 2.3 million shares of Walter Energy at the end of March. It's really essential for steelmaking, so it prices at a premium, especially because it's very hard to find. It's the bee's knees. Now, let me tell you, when I got involved with blacksmithing years ago as an amateur blacksmith, one of the things that I found was that it was pretty easy to lay out the money and get an anvil. It wasn't too difficult to read books and figure out how to build a good forge. It wasn't too difficult to start finding tools everywhere when you know what a blacksmithing tools look like at auctions and at flea markets and things like that. It wasn't too difficult to even start forging. But it was extremely difficult to find good coal. All right. So if any of you guys out there that are interested in blacksmithing, put this article on your tote board there. Walter Energy. They're out of Birmingham, Alabama, and they've got good coal, and I'd like to have a few. I drove all the way across the state of Missouri with my 3/4-ton Dodge, went over just south of St. Louis near the Mississippi River, and got together with a guy that had coal for sale in bags, and I filled up my truck with a full 3/4 ton of high-grade metallurgical coal and brought it back, and I just am thankful that I took the time to do so. Anyway, there's the article. Now you know the rest of the story. Travelers, we've talked about Travelers before. Travelers Insurance Company, we talked about that when we went through FEMA's all-hazard mitigation planning system. Remember that it's being driven largely by these insurance companies. They want to avoid repetitive loss claims. Well, we knew this story was going to come, and it's finally here. Noah Buhayer and Brooke Sutherland writing for Bloomberg. Travelers Companies, the lone insurer in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, posted its first loss in 7 years as U.S. tornadoes fueled catastrophe claims. These are the cat bonds that cost the company more than Hurricane Katrina. The second quarter net loss of $364 million, or 88 cents per share, compares with a profit of $670 million, or $1.35 a year earlier, the New York-based insurer said today in a statement. So you can understand why they lean on FEMA, as they do, and all the county commissioners, to avoid repetitive loss claims. They don't like losing this kind of money, and they'll do anything they can to lobby the way around it. Travelers, led by Chief Executive Officer Jay Fishman, scaled back share repurchases as catastrophe claims swelled. There were two events that really produced the great majority of losses, said Mark Dwell, an analyst at RBC Capital Markets, in an interview before Travelers announced earnings. Quote, a lot of the losses were commercial, not just the routine residential losses that we normally see. Now, as the hurricane came into Joplin, which eventually resulted in the death of over 150 people, and it leveled parts of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, this hurricane or this tornado in Joplin wiped out a lot of the big box stores, like the Walmart store and the Target store and the Academy Sports and some of the things like that, restaurants, the Office Depot, and wiped them out. This is what they're talking about in this article, all right? A lot of the commercial losses, and that's going to be considerably higher than the residentials. Catastrophes cost the company $1.67 billion before taxes in 3 months, so on and so forth. Travelers posted a $1.52 billion in pre-tax losses in the third quarter. Book value goes on, talks about it. U.S. tornadoes, more than 1,600 tornadoes have been reported this year compared to 1,282 in all of 2010, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, if you can believe anything they say. Not much credibility in my book. The tornado that tore through Joplin was the single deadliest U.S. storm in at least 60 years. Homes and businesses in Tuscaloosa were flattened as tornadoes touched down in six states in the U.S. southeast on April the 27th. They claimed that tornado series was, three-quarters of a mile long or wide and 100 miles long, which was never borne out in photos. Anyway, that's the story there. Fishman, 58, avoided losses in 2008-2009 by keeping fixed income portfolios in muni bonds as rivals such as the American International Group, that's your AIG, posted losses on its mortgage-backed securities. So they were doing fairly well until the creator of the universe changed their mind, or maybe it was just the master blasters at HARP. Hard to say who is jiggling the weather these days. This is a rather important article, something that we've talked about in the past, but with a new face today. State laws crafted in unison as COC. Some people say Coke. That's COC. Joins Exxon and Alex industry agenda. I'll share that with you right after this.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com.
But wait. there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So whether you call it wiener or whiner, boner or banger, cock or coke, it's your choice. Industry, Coke Industries Incorporated, and ExxonMobil Corporation are among companies that would benefit from almost identical energy legislation introduced in state capitals from Oregon to Mexico to New Hampshire, and that's by design. I can see a show of hands for everybody who knows or understands what I just said. That's what I thought. Well, we got to listen a little more closely, all right? Now, I've shared with you this before in the past. This is not the same now. This is a different variation of it. But I've shared with you this information published by West Publishing Company in the past. There is a book that's out there that you can get from West Publishing. It's a centennial history of the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws. You can also just type it into your browser and go find it, the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws, the great jewel in the diadem of the National Commissioners on Uniform State Laws, of course, was the Uniform Commercial Code, the UCC, the world of commerce that we live in, the market state. But that was the product of, again, this National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws. They were created and basically populated by the American Bar Association. The American Bar Association, as near as my research can pin it down, were created by the American Bankers Association, and we're going back now into the late 1800s. Right? So this now is going to show us something different. On the one hand, if we're going to stick with our training, our study, on August Comte and this idea from St. Simon that in the positive stage of human development, the world will be ruled by the captains of finance and industry through their appointed dictator, who in everything that he does is supported by a cadre of super social scientists, right? Where the bank will become the new temple and woman will be the goddess. All right, all that kind of in review. Well, so on the one hand, we had the captains of finance that set up their uniform law commission, and the captains of industry, not to be outdone, have created the same. Here's the rest of the story. And it's a long story, and I suggest that you find it on Bloomberg this morning. State laws, this is the headline, crafted in unison as Koch joins Exxon in ALEC's industry agenda. What is ALEC? A-L-E-C. A-L-E-C. I'll tell you about it. The energy companies helped write the legislation at a meeting organized by a group they finance, the American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC, a Washington-based policy institute known as ALEC. The corporations, both ALEC members, took a seat at the legislative drafting table because beside elected officials and policy analysts by paying a fee between $3,000 and $10,000, according to documents obtained by Bloomberg News. The opportunity for corporations to become co-authors of state laws. Have you ever noticed at the bottom of the state laws, they're always copyrighted? Why is that? Copyrighted? Wow. State law. Hmm? Statutes? Wow. The opportunity for corporations to become co-authors of state laws, oh boy, where's your representative there? I hope you're voting your stock shares, right? Legally, through ALEC, covers a wide range of issues from energy to taxes to agriculture. The price for participation is an ALEC membership fee of as much as $25,000. I guess that counts you and me out. And the few extra thousands to join one of the group's legislative writing task forces. Once the, here's the quote, quote-unquote, model legislation, close quote, is complete. Now, these model laws and model acts, we talk about that when we were looking at FEMA and the International Code Council's body of model codes and model acts. This is a uniform law commission. Right? You think you've got representation? I'm afraid to inform you, you haven't. Right? And the few extra thousands to join one of the legislative writing task forces, once the model legislation is complete, it's up to the ALEC legislator members to shepherd it into law. Shepherd, we learned a little bit about shepherdizing bills or pieces of legal research. We were studying Deborah Bouchot's legal research and writing for the paralegal. Shepherd, that's a little different, but shepherding it into law. So they've got the legislator members in their pocket, too. All right. Now, what is all this about? Go back and look at this National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws. The reason, one of the primary reasons why they were created initially was so that they would be able to do end runs around that pesky federal constitution and those pesky state constitutions. That's by their own words. It's in their centennial handbook. You can find it for yourself. To do end runs around constitutions. Sounds rather extra-constitutional, doesn't it? Rather unconstitutional, perhaps even treasonous. Anyway, this is just another hidden way for companies to buy their way into the legislative process, said Bob Edgar, president of Common Cause. Oh, my God. Common Cause, Common Purpose. So we have a left-right dialectic going on here. We've got people throwing, you know, shoes at one another. A Washington-based group that advocates for limits on money in politics. Common Cause. What's that all about? All right. Let's go over here. Well, I'll continue. This is just another way. Reagan Weber, an ALEC spokeswoman, says that the group simply facilitators, dialectic, the sharing of information and good conservative policy, quote-unquote, good conservative policy, as if there couldn't be any good liberal policy, I guess. It all depends on whether you believe in the left and the right. Some people know what conservative is. Some people don't. Some people want to conserve this insanity. Some people want to throw it away. ALEC's mission is to promote free markets, limited government, federalism, probably World Federalist Council, and individual freedom. according to a website. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Quote, all of our policies are in line with those principles, said Weber. Real good, huh? You ready for it? Free markets? That's good, right? Limited government? Hey, we all ask for that. Federalism? Well, that's a very strong centralized government. That's the Hamiltonians. And individual freedom? Boy, we wouldn't want it. That's right. The financing and internal operations of ALEC, which was founded in 1973, aren't well known. Well, don't know very much about the Council for National Policy either. Don't really know that much about the Council for Foreign Relations or the Trilateral Commission. All these groups working in the background, but, you know, when you vote, you're not voting for their board of directors. You don't have a seat at the table. You can't afford to sit there. As a tax-exempt organization, however, ALEC doesn't disclose its corporate donors. Why? Secret societies? Conspiracies? Step up to the plate. We'll have the pie served at three. ALEC doesn't reveal its corporate and legislative members beyond those who serve as committee chairman. Its model bills, which now total almost 1,000, are listed on its website, although their full text can be called up only by members. You're not going to know what it's in there until you pass it, right? Bloomberg used tax records, interviews, and ALEC materials provided by an attendee at an ALEC conference to shed some light on the organization, which promotes state legislative action that at times is aimed at undercutting federal government authority. Now, it's a long article. Again, for those that are interested, I'm not going to bore you with many more paragraphs. You can find the article up on Bloomberg. But let's just jump over here and take a peek. The Heritage Foundation is laying in the background here. I don't know how many of you have ever gone up and looked at the Heritage Foundation. I just opened the website, www.heritage.org. But they're in there as well. So on one hand, we've got the common cause, the common purpose. My goodness. Well, let's call it what it is, Fabian socialism, on one hand, and on the other hand, we have the Heritage Foundation. Now, I don't want to go in and bore you with too much of the details, but you can certainly jump in here. Your Leadership for America, the 10 Transformational Initiatives, First Principles. You can find these on the website. First Principles, American Leadership, Education, Energy and Environment, Enterprise and Free Markets, Entitlements, Family and Religion, Healthcare, Protect America, and rule of law. All sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Who could be against it? Culture for freedom, how the family and religion promotes the common good. This would be the greatest good of the greatest number, wouldn't it? The happiness principle. We're right back in Jeremy Bentham's basket now. The impact of Obamacare. The red tape rising. The cost of federal regulations to 2011 Index of Economic Freedom. All this from the American Heritage Group. All right. Military voting rights. Wow. Facebook. Friends and socialism, a lot of stuff here. Alternative fuels as a military strategy, promoting a strong military-industrial complex, slashing defense makes America less safe. Yeah.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, July the 21st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Now going into our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. In the first hour, went through a variety of news articles. We're going to continue a little bit further with the new newsy news, and then we're going to go back into a study of Henry St. Simon and the new religion, the religion of science, Newton's religion, I guess, anyway, but we'll go to that in a minute. I want to stick with the thread that we started. Now, of course, again, you can find the articles. If you missed them, you can find the articles on the Bloomberg website that we talked about here with the Koch brothers and Exxon climbing into bed, creating this new legislative branch of government, really. Special interest lobby creating model laws, model codes, model acts. Talked a little bit briefly, just introductory material, about who is the American Heritage Foundation. And now, in the article, also mentioned Common Cause, one of the reasons why I like to go to Bloomberg. All right? Not so much for the credibility of the articles. Yeah, there's some truth to them. And they definitely point us in really interesting directions. But also, it's because of all the people that they mention. So then we look them up and we find out something more about the backstory. That's what we like to find out here, what the hell is really going on, all right? And so here, now, we look briefly at the American Heritage website. Now, Common Cause, holding power accountable. Well, gosh, golly, right off the bat, you open up their website, www.commoncause.org, all right? And we get this headline. Common Cause seeks IRS audit of corporate legislative group. Letters citing lobbying by American Legislative Exchange Council. That's ALEC. A group uniting corporate leaders and conservative state legislators to draft model legislation and turn it into state laws appears to have underreported its lobbying activity and should be investigated for possible federal tax law violations, Common Cause said today. Common Cause is virtually, in the Americas, virtually the same as Common Purpose in England. And you go back and dig around, you'll find the Tavistock Institute under all of this. In a letter to the Internal Revenue Service, the nonprofit government watchdog group said that the American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC, may have filed false tax returns and put its tax-exempt charitable status at risk. The council operates under Section 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code, which limits its lobbying activity and allows its corporate backers to deduct their contributions to ALEC from their taxable income. The American Legislative Exchange Council is the mechanism through which some of America's largest corporations are seeking to secure legislation designed to advance their bottom line, said Common Cause President Bob Edgar. They have every right to do so, but they appear to be evading lobbying disclosure laws, and the tax breaks they're exploiting constitute a public subsidy for their profit-driven lobbying, and that's just not right, he said. Common Cause said that while ALEC has claimed in repeated IRS filings that it does no lobbying, its bylaws state that its goals include the dissemination of model legislation and the promotion of that legislation in Congress and state legislatures, and I might add that working with the legislative bill drafting agencies in all of the state capitals and at the federal level and at the United Nations can get its global initiatives implemented on a local level through either Common Cause or ALEC, I suppose. Well, if you want to find out more about Common Cause, you can find their website at commoncause.org. So we have the first one here, the Heritage Foundation. Keep stumbling over that one, the Heritage Foundation. And then we've got Common Cause. And they're creating a dialectic, a left-right argument. All right? We come back from that, we're going to go over to whitehouse.gov for a moment.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back once again here on this Thursday, July the 21st, 2011. Before I jump over to the White House, let's cover a little bit more here. Common Cause. You can go up on Bloomberg, just type it into the search. Common Cause News. I mean, it's not an isolated event. Coke, Exxon, Mobil among corporations helping writing state laws. Carbon capture hopes dim as AEP says it got burned at the coal plant. Carbon capture hopes dim as AEP says it got burned at a coal plant, so on and so forth. Koch brothers spread influence via blueberry farmers, Takeda, Glaxo diabetes treatments, blah, 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 public financing curtailed by High Court, Regeneron. Yeah, article after article after article under the heading of Common Cause News. All right, let's go over one more and pick up this one. Carbon capture hopes dim. We talked about the dimming of the solar panel industry in China. fudging the books, making things look more profitable than they are. Carbon capture hopes dim as AEP says it got burned at a coal plant. Ken Wells and Benjamin Elgin reporting this one on Bloomberg. Free money, right? Yeah, carbon, right. What a scam. On a brittle, blustery afternoon on the outskirts of New Haven, West Virginia, the faint odor of ammonia, wouldn't you like that in your neighborhood, isn't the only sour note in the air. New Haven, an Ohio River coal mining town of 1,550, is home to the American Electric Power Company, 1,300-megawatt Mountaineer plant. The plant has a 1,103-foot-tall chimney, and it burns 12,000 tons of coal a day to generate electricity for AEP's 11-state grid, which supplies power to 5.3 million customers. What a very wonderful and delightfully crafted sentence. In the process, it annually belches out 8.5 million metric tons of greenhouse gas carbon dioxide. Abutting the plant is an ambitious $100 million experiment, a seven-story steel and fiberglass rectangle corralled by dull metal catwalks and rattled by motors and pumps. The apparatus traps a portion of the plant's carbon dioxide-rich exhaust using ammonia-based catalyst, hence the acrid smell. The reclaimed CO2 is pumped 8,000 feet underground, where in theory it will remain harmlessly out of the atmosphere. The goal of the experiment is to prove that carbon capture and storage technology, or CCS, works, and in so doing provide one possible solution to global warming. Ooh, be very, very concerned. This year, catastrophic storms, droughts, and relentless heat have underscored how welcome such a solution would be. Everybody's looking for a solution, right? As if the human being is going to alter the planet on this, or the weather on this planet. Little teeny 5'2" eyes of blue man is not as big as he thinks. Anyway, coal generates 40% of the world's electricity, a number that could grow to 60% by 2030, according to a 2009 report. Now, I'm going to spare you the rest of the details. All right? The bottom line here is that as they pump this stuff down into the ground, it just turns right back around. It's like, you know, opening the top of a can of Mountain Dew. You know, fizzy, carbonation, carbonated water, carbon, right? They pump it 8,000 feet down, and then it starts bubbling back up again. I got a family that's had to move off their farm. Unbelievable. Anyway, what they're discovering is this isn't cost-effective. So let's just revisit this whole idea one more time. Anyway, other plants are bagging it. They're giving up. They've spent all kinds of millions and millions of dollars of federal subsidies trying to get this thing started, and it ain't working for them. So we'll just have to see about this carbon capture process. The White House .gov administration /EOP/OSTP has this to say. This is the Office of Science and Technology Policy. Science, technology, and innovation, whether it's improving our health or harnessing clean energy, protecting our security, or succeeding in the global economy, our future depends on reaffirming America's role as the world's engine of scientific discovery and technological innovation. Well, supposedly it was written for Barry the Usurper. Whether you believe it or not, that's to be determined. But Barry the Usurper launches an advanced manufacturing partnership here. Also, they've got a white paper on Materials Genome Initiative. Let me check over there with Vicki Davis on the Genome Project, www.channelingreality.com, or just click on the link on the chat page on Become Vocal Local. The report to the president ensuring American leadership on advanced management. But here's the one that she brought to my attention. All right, it's a policy framework for the 21st century grid, enabling our secure energy future. So this is kind of where we started. When we started talking about Henry St. Simon, we discovered that St. Simon is a technocrat. Back at the time of the founding of this country, was known as one. He was the guy that coined the term industrial innovation strategy. America's economic growth and competitiveness depends on its people's capacity to innovate. It seeks to, Strategy for American Innovation seeks to harness the ingenuity of the American people to ensure economic growth that is rapid, broad-based, and sustained. This economic growth will bring a greater income, higher quality jobs. You can read the innovation strategy, and so on and so forth. Unfortunately, here on my studio computer, I haven't got a PDF reader on the news deal, largely to keep all the viruses out. But this is a rather interesting story, and it hooks together the idea of building the 21st century grid. So we've talked about the turtle meters, the smart meters, and all of that sort of stuff in the past. Well, there's a little bit more insanity. Talking about FEMA, talking about the Greece and creation of this rural council by the usurper. They got everybody in there, including the dog catcher and the Johnny Bull scrubber. Anyway, Federal Law Enforcement Training Center, Homeland Security, the rural, get this now, Rural Policing Institute. Oh, my God. That's it, Rural Policing Institute. As if the federal government has any jurisdiction over rural areas, they've got an institute set up. They're infiltrating again. This is just the continuing militarization of our police and firefighters. About the Rural Policy Policing Institute taking training to the heartland of America. Of course, a lot of people are looking at the heartland of America as being the solution set that we desperately need. Unfortunately, the coastal areas, now all under the National Ocean Council, a 200-mile strip all the way around the full coast where 90% of our people live, unfortunately, they are trapped, totally dependent on the systems that have been created for them. But there are those of us who live out in the heartland of America who are still independent, rugged, individualist, all right, self-reliant people. The Rural Policy Institute, the RPI, is a congressionally mandated initiative of the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center. I don't know whether the MI6 is involved in this or the Mossad, probably both. It's known as the FLETC. Public Law 110-53, got to read that one, requires the RPI to evaluate the needs of law enforcement agencies and other emergency responders. Notice how they get to the emergency responders in rural areas. You thought you were doing good? Volunteer fire department? As they stand there and smoke cigarettes and eat hamburgers as they watch the house burn down. Develop expert training programs based on identified needs. Identified needs. Deliver training programs to rural law enforcement officers and other emergency response providers and conduct outreach efforts to ensure rural agencies are aware of the training. The RPI currently offers advanced and specialized training to law enforcement officers and other emergency response providers who operate in rural areas. And it says, please visit the links below. What are the things they talk about? Well, rural policy or rural policing institute training. Now, you can't see any of these unless you join up, and you've got to be a credentialed peace officer, apparently, to even view this material. Rural policing institute export training, RPI's eligibility instructions, how to host a rural policing institute training program, FLETC requests or seeks intermediate guest lecturers. Pick it up right there.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S.
please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
As I stated in a previous segment, if you go up on www.fletc.gov/training/programs, you can take a peek at some of this yourself. But this, again, this is going to work. This is the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center coming out into the rural areas with Rural Policing Institute, the RPI, to work in tandem, no doubt, with this new council that was set up by Barry the Usurper to come in and infiltrate to the heartland of America, bringing his common cause, common purpose, and generally fascistic, socialistic process to the heartland. Well, get ready, Barry. You're not round-heeled out here. Anyway, there's just some of the programs. Advanced program, a list of all the advanced training programs from all of the divisions. I don't know whether they have yarmulkes and Mogan David to go with that or not, but basic programs. Human trafficking training program. Artesia training programs, behavioral science divisions, Charleston training programs, the Cheltenham training program, counterterrorism division, driver and marine division, the enforcement operations division, the firearms division, the international training and technical assistance division, investigative operations assistance, law enforcement leadership institute, law division, legal division, physical techniques division, technical operations division, training management division, training innovation division. When is the use of force okay? How much force can you use? What about, they talk about counterterrorism, the counterterrorism division, you know? The design, development, and delivery of high-quality training courses and programs. I don't know whether Morris Dees and the Southern Poverty Law Center are involved in this. I don't know whether this is coming directly out of, you know, the fusion centers or FEMA or just the Department of Homeland Security. You know, old Janet, man, baby. Anyway. The design, development, and delivery of high-quality training courses and programs relating to terrorism methodology, threat response, infrastructure protection is the number one job of the Counterterrorism Division, the CTD. The CTD also operates a specialized anti-terrorism physical security training facility to demonstrate and validate the state-of-the-art hardware, God Almighty, whatever that might be, and provide students with a hands-on laboratory environment in which to learn. Classroom lecture reinforced through various training aids, laboratory exercises, and practical exercises. They just did one of those for the New Madrid Fault exercise. Anyway, courses taught by the CTD staff in the center's basic training program include terrorism, bombs and explosives, first response, weapons of mass destruction, hazardous materials, physical plant security, physical security, weapons, explosives detection, operation security, and manned portable air defense systems. What have we got? RPIs out here, rocket propelled grenades. In addition to the basic courses, the CTD also offers an ever-growing group of advanced training programs to enhance the knowledge and abilities of today's law enforcement professionals professionals with the goal to be effective in the all-hazards environment. Can you say FEMA? Man-made and natural hazards. The CTD is also responsible for the continuing development and operation of the fleet's 220-acre practical applications counterterrorism operations training facility. 220 acres. Would have been wonder which way they have the chain link fence and the barbed wire running on that one. Anyway, this training, this multi-venue facility provides today's law enforcement officers access to training resources never before available at the FLETC, allowing students to train on advanced and specialized skills necessary for engaging in high-risk operations for today's dangerous world. And Bubba going to jump into this one, probably show up in his Dodge 4x4 and take these classes. Then Bubba going to come back and apply the lickin' stick to you. Of course, they talk about the dress. You know, the appropriate attire will consist of relaxed officer dress apparel. Shirts must have a collar, as dictated by the activities of the course. Jogging suits, jeans, T-shirts, shorts, tank tops, flip-flops, and similar leisure wear are not authorized for training use. Denim jeans are acceptable only in lab or field exercises. But, of course, if you can remember, put out by the, I think it was Morris D's, how do you find a terrorist in America? Well, he wears jeans. Jeans and T-shirts. Anyway, that's that story. And you're welcome to it. You can find out all about it up on the web. Back into our discussion now of the new world of Henry St. Simon, finding out about positivism, what it is, why we need to be paying attention to it. You know, if we talk about the Koch brothers and the American Heritage Foundation and all the Common Cause and all of these guys, what we're really talking about is precisely what Henry St. Simon was writing about in the early 1800s, as early as 1812. And before that, Frank Emanuel lays it out real clearly in The New World of Henry St. Simon. This is a Notre Dame Press book that I have in front of me. I'm sharing with you out of the Chapter 9, The Religion of Science. The Religion of Science. Now, if this is the first time you've listened to this broadcast, this might be a little startling, but you can go back up and get all the rest of the broadcasts in this series off the Internet at oraclebroadcasting.com. Just visit the archives page. It's free. Click on the link and listen. Many times you like, download it if you want, share it with others. Under Dupuy's guidance, St. Simon defined his religion as that ideal expression of the human spirit, which afforded the optimum formal order for contemporaneous scientific knowledge. Instead of viewing religion as locked in a mortal combat with the new science, he came to regard religion in its innermost essence as a synthesis and a distillation into a unity of the whole. We talk about dialectic, always start with the synthesis. It becomes a lot easier if you know what the outcome is to go back and discern what the thesis was and the antithesis was that led us into the synthesis. And of course, all of this was about this unity of a body of scientific thought. What he demanded of the institutional leaders of contemporary religion was that they cease to conceive of it as a set of fixed and changeless dogma. Again, I mentioned this yesterday. In this new world, everything is relative. And there are no absolutes. So we don't have any fixed and changeless dogmas, you know. Like in New York City, you spill a cup of coffee regular in New York, don't expect it to land on the floor. They might have to wipe it up off the ceiling. Gravity ceased to function in New York on September the 11th. There are no absolutes in this Einsteinian world that we live in. In 1813, he put into Chancellor Bacon's mind his own ideas on the relations between science and the Christian religion. Right? Religion, here's the quote, "Religion was not and could not be, in the eyes of a man with as good a head as Bacon's, anything but the general theory of science." I'm paying attention. "Now, the sole purpose of a theory is to relate facts to one another." And that's what we do with data processing. That's what we do with statisticians. We gather a bunch of facts, and we coalesce them into information, and then we derive understanding from that, apply logic to it, and go back and study trivium and all that. Again, "the sole purpose of a theory is to relate facts to one another." And in the computer age, they can relate facts at nanoseconds. 1,500 years had passed since this theory, Christianity, had been organized. It was not astonishing that it should find itself inadequate to dispose in the best arrangements the knowledge which mankind possessed 1,500 years later. It was impossible for it to relate the facts which had been discovered only after its establishment. Religion had to keep pace with science, and since religion had a tendency to lag, periodic renovations were in order. True religion was the philosophy of science of the age. And so we see that today. The various and sundry publishers out there writing and rewriting Bible verses, writing and rewriting our literature, you know. Hey, nothing's sacred to these boys. Nothing's sacred in the digital world. Why, you can revise the entire Bible digitally and none will be any the wiser. We'll be back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back into our discussion here of the religion of science. You know, we're talking about techno-totalitarianism, technocracy, if you want to put it that way. Of course, we don't have to limit it to the discussion of the smart grid shared with you earlier. Right off the WhiteHouse.gov website, and it's going international. It's an international program. This is the one of the ways that they're bringing, you know, Onus and Attis, this GIS, GPS, global governance system. We don't need to go into the United Nations website, although we could spend all day there, www.un.org, and find out all about it there. But we're going back before that. We're going back to the original technocrats here. Picking up the trail where we need to, at the bottom of the rabbit hole. More and more, well, let's say, here's a quote. I say that I think I have proved that the idea of God does not at all need to be employed in physical sciences. All right? That's St. Simon, pretty bold fellow. I say that I think I have proved that the idea of God does not at all need to be employed in the physical sciences. So there's no laws of nature, nature's God. No, he set that aside. And it's been gone for a long time. A lot of people follow this. There are a lot of positivists in the wings, if you know what positivism is and know how to find it and look for it. Once you recognize it, you'll see it everywhere. This is the best method one has found to motivate lofty legislative dispositions. Isn't that something that we talked about? Alec, perhaps? I do not say that I should not serve a purpose in political combinations, at least for a long time. This is the best method one has found to motivate lofty legislative dispositions. Now, political combinations, go back to the exit speech, if you will, George Washington's farewell address. Many think that Alexander Hamilton helped pen it for him, giving Big George a day off there, right in the farewell address. But in there, we talk about avoiding being on the guard to not allow factions and parties and factions to creep in amongst us. But we did. Jefferson brought one on us. The Federalists, Anti-Federalists, those are two more. Parties and factions and political combinations. Like the Koch brothers. More and more he identified religion as a political instrument. Haven't we talked about this before? Religion as an ideal system of control, working in tandem with the monarchs of the planet. Vicar of Christ, the guy in the fish hat, yeah. A governmental technique for the effective maintenance of power over the people. Religion is the collection of the application of general sciences by means of which enlightened men govern ignorant men. Oh, blame it all on God. That's right. Go ahead, blame it on God. That's what they do all the time. They get on your knees, you know, and beg for forgiveness, right? Religion is the collection of the applications of general science by means of which enlightened men govern ignorant. Ignorant, the unwashed, the sheeple. And since religion was an agency of the state, it had to be refurbished from time to time, like all other institutions, which tended to become set in their ways and blind to new truths. Henry St. Simon. Every religion, here's a quote, every religion in the beginning is a beneficent institution. Its priests abuse it when they are no longer restrained by the check of opposition, when they have no more discoveries to make in the scientific direction which they have received from their founder. It then becomes oppressive. When religion has been oppressive, it falls into disrepute, and its ministers lose the public esteem and the fortune which they had acquired. Of course, at this time, in this writing, the church in Europe, especially France, had been divested of its properties and the nobility set to pasture. In 1808, a couple of years ago, right? 200 years ago. 2008 to 1808. In 1808, St. Simon suddenly became aware that the dominant Christian revealed religion, which he insisted on calling deism, wow, had fallen into a hopeless state of decadence. This represented a grave immediate danger for the social order. The former, anti-clerical, became agitated lest the official Catholic religion crumble completely before his own physicism. Physicism. Capital P-H-Y-S-I-C-I-S-M. You know, here on Become Vocal Local, we pay close attention to the isms. There are so many. And we know that whenever you're dealing with an ism, you most likely, almost certainly, are dealing with a belief system. And if you go back into the history and dig around, scratch around deeply, altogether too often you'll find with every ism a founder. And when you find the founder, you find his faith statement. They seem to all have one. Before his own physicism was in a position to assume its full responsibilities in the world. So step up, physicism, Goodbye, religion. He dreaded the hiatus, the period during which society might be left without religious sanction. Now, think about it. These people were not small thinkers. You know, they were stinking thinkers, but they weren't small thinkers. Whereas you and I might not have any plans beyond Sunday evening, these guys think multi-generationally. They set goals for themselves that they might not be able to accomplish until their grandfather or great-grandson's time. All right? 5-year plans, 20-year plans. Agenda 21, the program of action for the 21st century. You think they're worried about Nibiru? Guess again. This represented a grave immediate danger for the social order. He dreaded the hiatus, the period during which society might be left without religious sanction or support. In the introduction, and then it's all in French, I'll spare you with my interpretation, he expressed the hope that after Napoleon's death, the spiritual power would be separated from the temporal and vested in a pope and a clergy of physical scientists. Yeah, that's right. The green pope. Right? Where's a green yarmulke now? It could be Al Gore. I don't know. The Pope and a clergy of physical scientists. St. Simon seemed absorbed with the preservation of a sacerdotal body as an institutional form. So he wasn't willing to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Boy, the Jesuits had a good deal. Illuminati was doing great with the Freemasons, all right? Everybody had these great deals, the temples over in India and other places. They had great deals. They had great institutions. All he wanted to do was just to embed within them and alter their philosophical outlook, and they did that. So now they all talk, you know, all sing the same tune. A bunch of little birdies up on a wire, cheeping in the morning sun, waiting for a handout. St. Simon seemed absorbed with the preservation of the sacerdotal body as an institutional form, a social safeguard against the menacing flood tide of anarchy. The menacing flood tide of anarchy. And so we can use all of the tools that we learned before from the priests to continue to maintain control on a weekly basis with tithes and offering following. Everybody can line up, you know, as they say, sit, stand, kneel, respond, and then get your transubstantiation cookie and your bowl of blood, you know, enjoy. Keep that going as long as we can. Everybody likes a little bit of bread and a glass of wine, right? For the critical transition period before the acceptance of physicism, He finally came upon a religious formula which could prevent the total breakdown of popular belief. Beliefs are powerful. Beliefs are powerful. One of the greatest challenges we face here on Become Vocal Local is helping people to step away from this false belief in the left-right paradigm, the Republican system and the Democratic system. The established two-party political system is such a belief system. It's worse than God, you know. It's deep. Try and get people to step away from their political parties. You might as well try and convert a Mormon to Catholicism. Anyway, physicism for the elite. Oh, no. His physician friend from Alcon, Dr. Bougon, had suggested the coexistence of two systems, one for the educated and another for the masses. One for the educated and another for the masses. So on the one hand, we have Common Cause and Alec. And then we have the Heritage Foundation over there, common cause, common purpose. And these guys are fighting against each other, but they're the educated ones. They're the ones that are piled high and deep. They've been, you know, they've got 20,000 hours of social sciences. They're ready to be little G-Godmen on the planet. They know how your life should be operated. Al Gore believes it, and so we have to accept it, right? Physicism for the elite and deism for the ignorant. Physicism for the elite and deism for the ignorant. Interesting, huh? They believe in global warming, and they want you on your knees on Sunday. His perennial historical analogy to the crisis of the 19th century, the period from Socrates to Christ, provided justification for a two-headed religion in one society. As St. Simon read history in the centuries after Socrates, the upper classes were already monotheists, while the lower classes remained polytheists. They believe in anything, man. And they believe that the sun is God, and the moon is the mother, and the earth is Gaia, or some foolishness. A similar duality would now be repeated. He therefore found himself converted to Napoleon's religious policy of making concordats with the various creeds or the deist sects. That's right, Memorandums of Understanding, the World Council of Churches, Universalism.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So on the one hand, you've got the educated elite, and on the other side, you've got the unwashed, you know, with their deist outlook on life, polytheistic outlook on life. You remember probably when you were young, the disappointment, the horrible disappointment when your elder brother or sister, or perhaps someone in school, broke the news to you and let you know that there was no Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny was a fiction. Remember that? Wasn't that a heartbreak? Wow. Troubling. Remember that? When you finally came to your own understanding of your life, that no matter how you got on your knees and humbled yourself before Jesus, the bus never came. Your prayers went unanswered. Amazing, isn't it? How many people have been praying for peace for how many centuries? And we still have war and rumors of war and continuing famine. Yeah. Well, a lot of people have come to that conclusion. Anyway, continues here. He says, my conduct, this is St. Simon writing, my conduct is in conformity with my opinions. I'm working to perfect physicism but I don't publish my ideas. I communicate them only to persons sufficiently enlightened to look at things from this viewpoint without their resulting any inconvenience for society. In other words, some things, you know, people just can't handle. Some people can't come to become vocal local and join in the home of philosophical radicalism because their paradigms are so badly shaken that they tremble. And they might hang themselves in the hall closet or something, so please go away. Don't do that. For those of you who can stand it, let's continue. I communicate them only to persons sufficiently enlightened to look at things from this viewpoint without their resulting any inconvenience for society. I don't put my works on sale. I do not have them discussed in the newspapers. I have them printed, but I order only a very small number of copies, and I place them in safe hands alone. Finally, I overtly respect deism as the public doctrine, which is and should be for a long time. I say this, that this is my present behavior, and I'm telling the truth, but I do not say that this has always been my conduct. Until the period when the dispositions of the emperor removed the cataract which was blinding me, I followed a completely contrary course. So we change our tactics from time to time as we become wiser. We start to realize some of the things we've done in the past don't work. All right? And sometimes, you know, you could say that, you know, you can handle the truth, but some people can't. I've shared with you before this idea about voluntary ignorance and willful oblivion. Man, don't tell me that. Shakes me up. Spoils my day. Can't deal with it, man. You're crazy. You're a whack job. You're a wing nut. You wear a tinfoil hat. You're a conspiracy theorist, right? We've all been there. St. Simon's new conception of religion was expressed more fulsomely in a letter of 1810 to his nephew, Victor St. Simon. In this epistolary sermon, three ideas stand out. Number one, religion is an eternal attribute of human consciousness. We just have to have it. And largely, I think that's because we are in part spiritual beings, if not wholly so. Laws of nature, nature of God, operative on us, written on our hearts by the very finger of the Creator, so to speak. Well, I don't believe the Creator has fingers, no need of them. But anyway, number one, religion is an eternal attribute of human consciousness. The forms of religion are subject to variation in time, and a society without religion is inconceivable. You're going to believe in something. You either stand for something, you fall for anything, right? Religion, here's the letter. Religion, my nephew, has always served and will always serve as the basis for social organization. This truth is incontestable. But it is not more certain than the axiom, for man there is nothing absolute in the world. There exists for him only relative things. Auguste Comte, Henry St. Simon, collaboration here, obviously. Nothing absolute in the world. There exists for him only relative things. From these two principles taken together, I deduce the consequence that while religion has always existed and will always exist, it always modified itself, and it will always modify itself in such a manner that it always has been and always will be in harmony with the level of enlightenment in Judeo-Christian America. The promise, right? Let us pass to him, Pastor Hagee, right? The Crystal Cathedral, of course. Let us pass to another type of reflection. Let us examine the matter from the standpoint of experience. The study of history will prove to you, my nephew, that humanity has always found itself in a scientific, moral, and political crisis when the religious idea was being modified. You mess with people's religion, you're messing with them at the most base level of their existence, their belief systems. Let us finally consider the present state of affairs. We shall see that they are in a state of scientific, moral, and political crisis. Doesn't that describe us today? A state of scientific, moral, and political crisis. And that this crisis is determined by the modifications which is taking place in the religious idea, Judeo-Christianity, Christian Zionism, Jewish exceptionalism. In accordance with the insights, the reasoning, and the observations which I have just presented to you, I advise you, my nephew, one, always to profess a great respect for religion. You see, the Bible talks about a double-minded man, but this is what St. Simon advocates. That's kind of like taking the Kol Nidre vow. You know? Always to profess a great respect for religion. They honor me with their mouths, but they betray me with their hearts or something like that. To keep yourself alert to adopt and propagate the first good modification of the religious idea which is produced. Now, by God, we'll go with whatever they put out, but let's run with it, okay? Glenn Beck. 3. To become a zealous partisan of the first religious innovator who marching along the road opened by Luther and pushing the Reformation further than he did will know how to extend in the religious sphere the domain of reason and to restrict within narrower limits revealed ideas. So there's a distinct preference here in predilection towards the Reformer, Martin Luther, Protestantism. And of course we'll find that even in America, one of the oldest societies, the American Education Society, prior to that, it was titled differently. One of these days I'll talk about that. It was one of the oldest associations. It was this group that was created to send young men to seminaries and to further their education and then to seed churches all over our continent as we developed and westward expansion continued. To become a zealous partisan of the innovator who will introduce into the seminaries the study of the sciences of observation. See, how do you get this salted in? You have to bring forth these associations. The American Education Society. The idea of the land-grant universities. Go back and visit with Sidney and Beatrice Webb. This was part of their strategy. We've talked about the university extension councils. Introducing into the seminaries, all colleges used to be seminaries, the study of the sciences of observation, and who will reduce to as low a level as possible the teaching of the theological sciences so that we put in the background. Baby, it's all evolution. It's Darwin in all the way with Newton, you know, Descartes. And who will reduce to as low a level as possible the teaching of the theological sciences of the innovator? Again, we could call this the entrepreneur. Finally, who will succeed in putting an end to the existing division in the church and who will strive to reconstitute the papacy, the conclaves, and the councils, giving them an organization in harmony with the present state of enlightenment. So this is, as later Auguste Comte wrote, in his Universal Religion of Humanity, his closing chapter of that work, which we'll share with you as well, this is that in the end, the system will look remarkably like Catholicism. But it'll be a post-Vatican II Catholicism. It'll be all new. And the Jesuits will be happy. And the Jews will be happy. Council for National Policy will be ecstatic. Pastor Hagee will be feeling good. The LaHaye people will all be happy. Crystal Cathedral will be happy. It's a happy world, baby. And we'll all go to Israel and kiss the wall. Even in the spring with Glenn Beck and others, to silence those superficial and superstitious minds who accused him of atheism, Saint Simon published this credo: to the tribunal of the emperor I shall summon them. At the foot of the throne they shall listen to me make my profession of faith. I believe in God. I believe that God created the universe. Saint-Simon. Again, always profess a great respect for religion. There is a duality in this world that we live in. Some people are aware of positivism and its influence, as you're becoming. Others are ignorant of it. But this exists. And so rather than talking about positivism, we talk about socialism and communism and fascism. Communitarianism and all the rest of the isms, when at the heart it is scientism, it is a new religion, and we live it. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
One county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also
help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.